Good morning and welcome. It's a 9 o'clock stretch. Here we go. Ready? Left. Put your hands up above your head. Left. Both hands. Right. Left. Both hands at the same time, Greg.
I can't. I got buttons to push.
Oh.
I can only do, you know.
Am I pushing your button? No, you
usually,
push your own buttons.
No, usually, yeah.
No, I do.
Yeah, I know.
Good. It is 9:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget, we're available on podcasts, wherever you normally download your podcasts. Click on subscribe, and you will never miss a minute of the show. Like our guest we had on at 8:05, Gun Owners of America, Louis Valdez. Republicans promising all kinds of pro-gun things, like making suppressors much easier to get. Part of that would be to protect people's hearing. But no, that sounds like they're just doing a half measure there. They're taking away part of the tax, but still got to jump through the hoops, and
yep.
Some of the other measures are falling short on. So if you missed it, you can pick it up on the podcast. President Donald Trump said that he wasn't at all surprised that Vladimir Putin wasn't going to be at the peace talks. You know, that they're having in, I think, at Turkey. Yeah. Why would he be there? Well, he said, look, why would he go if I'm not going? He does have a point there.
Yeah.
Trump has pushed for Putin to meet with the Ukrainian President Zelensky in Turkey later, brushed off the Russian leader's decision to skip it. He said, I wasn't planning to go. I would go, but I wasn't planning to go. And I said, I don't think he's going to go if I don't go. And that turned out to be right.
Amazing.
Still, the commander-in-chief floated the idea of traveling to Istanbul if enough progress was made between Kyiv and Moscow. If something happened, yeah, I'd go on Friday if it was appropriate. He noted, too, that Secretary of State Marco Rubio is already there repping the U.S. It comes after the Kremlin said that Putin had zero plans to attend the peace talks in person, but a Russian delegation was there and ready to meet with the Ukrainian side. Asked if Putin would go to Istanbul if Trump showed up, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said that Russia didn't know yet how the negotiations would unfold.
Hmm.
So they said it was premature to say what kind of participation may be required. And so, again, at least there is a push for peace.
Right.
At least there is an American president who is pushing for peace and diplomacy and not just pushing weaponry to Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because Ukraine no longer serves as a laundromat.
Well, there's that.
In terms of cleaning money.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right, so we've got that. So the president saying, hey, look, if things develop and my presence, you know, is warranted, yeah, I'll show up. Means he, you know, he believes in the process, and I believe that he's 100% for peace. This is from the hilarious category. Of all the people that would accuse Trump of playing the game pay for play,
right,
over that luxury jet aircraft mm-hmm. that Qatar wants to give us, people could say a pay for play. People could say quid pro quo. They could say what are you going to have to give them in return, and all those things.
Sure,
and it's a valid question from everyone except.
Oh no,
Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. Yeah, but
oh,
yet it's
goodness.
Her.
Talk about a racket.
Secretary of State Hildebeest was criticized over comments that she made, accusing President Donald Trump of pay for play regarding reports that Qatar is giving the Trump administration a luxury Boeing 747 jet free of charge to temporarily replace Air Force One. No one gives someone a $400 million jet for free without expecting anything in return. She said, be serious. She posted that on X.
Well, she should know about these kind of things.
She knows a lot about them. Yeah, if you want to know about pay for play,
yeah,
you just ask Hillary about it. Sources familiar with a proposed arrangement told ABC News that the Trump administration is in talks to accept the luxury jet, which would be initially transferred to the United States Air Force. You know, they'd have to go through this plane. They'd have to equip it properly, which is going to carry a great deal of expense. They're going to have to go through it with a fine-tooth comb and make sure that there is nothing on it that could be could have a negative impact down the road. And then there's also the optics of it. What does it look like when you're taking a gift from a country? Are they going to expect special treatment, special favors? I love that Trump just gets them all riled up over something like this. I don't think he's going to follow through. I think legally, I think he could follow through. I don't think it is necessarily a constitutional issue, especially if he never actually takes ownership of it. If it goes from the Air Force to, say, a presidential library,
right?
I don't think that's accepting a gift. It's not like, well, if he doesn't get this jet, he's going to be riding a bicycle.
Right.
He's still going to be flying, you know.
He's got a great personal plane and a work plane. So, and throw in a chopper or two.
Right.
Yeah.
The plane will initially be transferred to United States Air Force. They'll modify the 13-year-old aircraft to meet U.S. military specifications required for any aircraft used to transport the President of the United States. The plane will then be transferred to the Trump Presidential Library Foundation, and any costs related to its transfer will be paid for by the U.S. Air Force. In a post on Truth Social, Trump previously suggested the Trump administration is preparing to accept the Boeing jet from Qatar as a gift, free of charge, in all caps, adding that the very public and transparent transaction bothers Democrats. Yeah. Well, Breitbart had reported in his book, Clinton Cash, The Untold Story of How and Why Foreign Governments and Businesses Helped Make Bill and Hillary Rich. Peter Schweitzer detailed explosive revelations about Clinton's tenure as Secretary of State and the influx of hundreds of millions of dollars from foreign sources into the Clinton Foundation. Yet, as media outlets across the ideological spectrum have confirmed and verified the book's explosive revelations, several outlets such as the New York Times, Huffington Post, released Clinton cash-related revelations since his book was released, such as how the Clintons had bagged at least $3.4 million for 18 speeches funded by Keystone Pipeline banks, or how the Clinton Foundation strong-armed charity watchdog group.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, anyway, it is very, very funny. Those of us who know a little bit about the Clinton Foundation, how they operated, for her to say, hey, I've seen that before. That's pay for play.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take that jet. What do you think, Greg? Do you think he will accept it?
I've gone back and forth on it because I think he kind of keeps it stirred up a little bit just to maybe, you know, like you said, poke the bear a little bit. I don't know. Originally, I thought that he would. But maybe the longer it goes on, I don't know. I think it depends on who comes to him from a legal perspective and says you should or shouldn't do it and who he would listen to in a case like that.
Has anybody mentioned a timetable for Boeing to, I don't know, complete the one that they were supposed to be doing? I mean, in his first term.
I don't know.
He, you know, he did the paperwork, so to speak.
Right.
You know, he ordered it.
Well, yeah, but, you know, he was also kind of taking Boeing to task for how much it was going to cost and cost the American people. He was protecting us even back then.
So maybe they put it on the back burner.
I don't know.
It's like ordering a car in the 1970s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't matter if you have a family. Get the bucket seats. Doesn't matter about gas mileage. You get the big muscle V8.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was fun. I've ordered my car a couple of times, and it is kind of cool just to
four on the floor.
Pick out everything the way you want.
Oh, it's funny to look at, you know, the prices that were paid. And you would pay $255 for an engine upgrade?
Yes. Yeah, I know.
Good times.
My first car payment, brand new car, was $135.46 a month for 48 months.
And see, if you still had that car, you wouldn't have any payments.
It was 1980.
So?
Okay.
Our date of manufacture far precedes that, Greg.
Yeah, for sure.
It is 9:16, 30 minutes away from things that make you smile on 97.3 The Sky. Frog legs? Yeah, considered a delicacy by many. But frog embryos? Is that like caviar? Nah.
I was just thinking about that. That doesn't sound tasty.
Doesn't sound appetizing, does it?
Not a bit, no.
Yeah, it's probably not. Yeah. 9:20 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. President Trump says very close to a nuclear deal with Iran. Putin is not showing up for the peace meetings with Zelensky, but there are still some meetings that are taking place anyway. Still could lead to some positive results. So we've got all that and more. Really, state and locally, one of the big stories is no more fluoride in your Florida water. Now, it occurs naturally in some waters, and so, of course, that will still be present, but they're not going to add fluoride. And people want to fight over this big issue. I already came up with, I already told you what the deal is. Topically, as teeth are growing, fluoride can be very beneficial to growing teeth, new teeth, whatever. So for kids. But that doesn't necessarily mean to consume it. It just means topically, it being on the surface. So it'd be like a mouthwash, which it's available in a rinse form. It's available in toothpaste. And then for everybody else, you don't have to put something in your body that you might not be comfortable with. Case closed. End of story. And that's an easy one. If you got anything else you want me to solve, Greg, throw it my way.
I'll start a list and we'll get those to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All this information and, this logic thought comes from yours truly, the Deacon of Knowledge. So I extol my pearls of wisdom to you like a fountain that is free of charge, almost as good as a fountain of chocolate.
Ooh.
Which sounds a lot better than frog embryos.
Yeah. What's up with that?
A Russian scientist working at Harvard Medical School was nabbed by ICE. Now, this happened 3 months ago, and we're just learning of it. Charged with trying to smuggle frog embryos into the U.S. That's how bad things start with frog embryos. Not even going to take a shot at her first name. We're just going to go with Ms. Petrova. A research associate at the Ivy League school has been held in an ICE facility for months now, ever since she was nabbed after flying into Boston's International Airport with a stash of embryos. Wow. The 31-year-old Russian had just come back from a vacation in Paris, initially denied having to declare anything when probed by Customs and Border Protection. Search of her duffel bag allegedly uncovered a foam box containing clawed frog embryos.
Who knew?
In micro centrifuges, as well as embryonic samples in paraffin well stages and on mounted dyed slides, according to prosecutors.
Sounds like a science project.
It sure does. Petrova later allegedly admitted to carrying biological material, but claimed she didn't know she was required to declare it. Really? Text messages recovered from her phone showed that a colleague had told her she'd need to declare the goods.
Ah.
If you bring samples or antibody back, make sure you get permission, etc. Like that link I sent to the Leon group chat about frog embryos, because TSA went through my bags at customs in Boston.
Busted.
What is your plan to pass the American customs with samples? This is the most delicate place of the trajectory. What do you mean trajectory? What are they? Are they trying to come up with a new COVID?
Hope not.
Some sort of biological warfare? Why would you not? Why would you not claim it? Especially you work at Harvard. I mean,
yeah. Ribbit 2025.
Ribbit Gate. Petrova allegedly responded, "No plan yet. I won't be able to swallow them."
Ooh. Yeah. Hope not.
Yeah. Where do you go after that? Her research visa was immediately revoked after she was detained. She has been held at an immigration detention facility in Louisiana ever since. In addition to deportation, Petrova faces up to 20 years in prison if convicted of smuggling goods into the U.S. Does it have to do with what it is?
Or just because? I don't know.
The charge, filed after 3 months after the alleged customs violation, is clearly intended to make her look like a criminal to justify their efforts to deport her. Well, I mean, she was trying to sneak in some kind of material, and I just wonder whether it's allowed or not.
Right.
How do you know what is allowed and what's not?
Well, apparently she at least had the heads up that was one thing she shouldn't be trying to do.
Well,
somebody knew.
Somebody asked her, like, what's your game plan? They went through my bags on my way in.
Right.
But what happened to that person? I don't know, but it is interesting. Like, I would like to know, like, what do you think her intent was? How about that? Is that asking too much? What was her intent?
What was she
using it for?
Right.
And you can't get anybody from Harvard to make any sort of statement. And if they're not backing her up, you'd have to wonder, well, why is that?
That's a whole other.
Was this something that was going on that was not sanctioned or whatever by Harvard that she was doing on her own? Maybe in cahoots with that little Fauci character? Possibly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
We know not to trust him, so there's that.
Gavin Newsom, he is really cracking down on illegals. Now, when I say that, I say it facetiously. Governor Gavin Newsom is maybe trying to pretend like he's talking tough because I think he wants to be El Presidente. Mm-hmm. So he is saying, no more health care for you to illegal aliens.
So all these people that have been getting all this money are getting cut off?
Negative.
Okay.
It's only new illegal aliens, which is a much, much, much smaller amount, like 99% less.
Well, it's California. He needs those older ones to vote still. So,
good point.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah. But he's getting tough.
Yeah, right.
He is getting tough. Mm. If you're a new illegal alien, you will not get free health care from the Medi-Cal program.
Mm.
That governor getting tough, boy.
Yeah.
9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Start thinking about that. News Talk 97.3, The Sky. That was the best bunch of frog embryos I ever had. Wow. Now I know why they're trying to illegally import them. Mm. By the way, I tried to do a little digging. Even AI doesn't know what the heck's going on with frog embryos, okay?
Really?
Yes.
That's shocking, because that'll make up something.
I would have thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh, well. Anyway, it was a story about a 31-year-old Russian who had just come back from vacation in Paris, trying to go through customs, not declaring that she had frog embryos in her carry-on bag.
Because everybody does it, you know, all the cool kids.
Well, some of this stuff, I guess there's money in some of it to breed some kind of frog that maybe we're not allowed to have or so. I don't know. I don't know why to me, it would seem like Harvard would have come to her defense if there was a valid scientific reason why she had them. Till we find out more, I guess we'll just have to let those little froggies just kind of sit there. Christy Noem feeling the heat and giving it right back. Yep. And one of the things she talked about, this wasn't necessarily in that congressional hearing, but she reacted to Democrat lawmakers, the ones that were basically starting a riot at that ICE facility in New Jersey. And she said, look, these people committed felonies at an ICE facility. They don't deserve to be in Congress. Apparently, some of the ICE agents or some of the people working there were assaulted, pushed, shoved. They let another huge crowd in. And there were three lawmakers behind it. Guess what? All Democrats. Shocker.
Right? Wow. That's I didn't think they did insurrections. I thought the Republicans were the only ones who did those.
Yeah.
Huh.
And okay. She said she had to remind this committee that she was talking to that those detained at the detention center, by the way, are murderers, rapists, known terrorists, MS-13 gang members, drug traffickers, and other heinous actors. And then, of course, they could just be family men from Maryland.
But not likely.
No.
No.
But yet, they keep pushing, and they're on the wrong side of this issue, of course, as long, along with many others. All right, what's going to happen here? Since the early days of his second term, President Donald Trump's attempt to end birthright citizenship via executive order has been blocked or paused by a handful of federal judges. But today, the Supreme Court will consider whether those rulings can hold. The primary issue before the justices, can a lower court judge issue a universal injunction that blocks an executive order or other policy throughout the country? Now, I don't know how they're going to weigh on this, but it would seem to me that there's no way that that kind of power should be allowed. They shouldn't be allowed to wield that kind of power from a, say, a district court to do something that affects, could be national, internationally. And they single-handedly could block it. That doesn't really sound like a constitutional representative republic in action. I'm not, I don't have a legal background. I am just merely injecting here some, you know, some logic and common sense. And that is, if you're the president of the United States and you're taking and using an executive order, which is pretty important, and a judge can just stand up and say no and halt the entire thing for the entire nation. That doesn't make sense. It's an effort by the Trump administration to clip the wings of the district judges. I think they feel like they've asserted too much power over their policies. That, according to a former U.S. attorney, Democratic attorneys general who brought the original cases that led to the injunctions, now challenged by the administration, will argue to the justices that the issue at the heart of the cases is universal and should apply nationwide. So this attorney who was commenting on it, former U.S. attorney John Fishwick, he said he doubts the justices will spend much time discussing the constitutionality of the executive order, which claimed that the 14th Amendment does not apply to people born in the United States whose parents were in the country unlawfully or temporarily. The 14th Amendment, which Trump argued was about slavery, reads, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. Washington Attorney General Nick Brown said Trump is simply wrong on the birthright citizenship. He called it a foundational American principle. This case matters not only for defining what it means to be a citizen in America, but it's also a reaffirmation that our courts, that our laws, constitutional principles have to be followed by everyone, even the president. Oh, so everybody's got to follow the rules except for illegal immigrants, right? Is that what you're saying?
And Democrats storming ICE facilities.
There's that, too.
Yeah.
Under Trump's executive order, not only would babies born in the U.S. to parents without documentation or in a country temporarily not receive citizenship, but it's unclear which country, if any, they'd be a citizen of. Ooh. Well, wouldn't, if an American is overseas and you give birth overseas, your child is still an American citizen, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So why would it be any different for another country if, so let's just say you came from Mexico, you got here illegally, had a baby. If it doesn't get awarded citizenship here, it would be a Mexican baby by
Sure.
Birthright of the parents in the Mexican government.
That'd be reasonable.
Huh. All right. So we'll see what happens with that. They're hearing oral arguments today. That doesn't mean we're going to get a ruling necessarily anytime soon. But we may. They've been fast-tracking at least some of this stuff. Speaking of immigration enforcement, the FBI apparently, allegedly, is being kind of redirected, if you will, and scaling back white-collar crime investigations and putting more of an emphasis and prioritizing immigration enforcement. Investigating white-collar cases will remain deprioritized for the rest of 2025, at least. Four people familiar with the matter told the media outlet. The sources' claims came on the same day that Matthew Gialotti, chief of the Justice Department's Criminal Division, directed prosecutors to scale back their approach to such cases and to minimize the length and collateral impact of such investigations. All right. So they're going to be more focused on illegals. And I don't know that they, well, they're reprioritizing. They're saying that, look, this is the issue at hand. And it's kind of a, like, all hands on deck kind of a thing. They're trying to get everybody involved. You know, you've got Homeland Security, you've got ICE, you've got Border Patrol, and they've even, you know, recruited local law enforcement, or local law enforcement has, you know, agreed to help out. I know here in the state of Florida, we get the full support of all of our law enforcement in the state of Florida working in tandem with the, you know, the federal authorities. So now this is just, an extension of that, okay, utilizing the FBI and what available manpower they have. Let's check out the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and touch base with Sonny. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. You're talking about the illegals are here and they have a child in this country. The child is a citizen. Well, if they're here illegally, okay, the child can stay, but you got to go. See what happens there.
Yeah, well, that's interesting because that was one of the things they were questioning Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem about. I think it was that idiot Swalwell saying something along the lines of, oh, so is it true you deported like a 4-year-old girl who is an American citizen? And she said the mother of the 4-year-old girl was being deported and decided to take her child with her.
Exactly.
And he kept trying to argue with her.
Mm-hmm.
That's plain and simple case of, no, we think parental rights are important. Otherwise, they'd be saying you're holding a child hostage.
Oh, you pulled that poor child from their parents' arms.
Ripped it from their arms.
Yeah. That's exactly what they would have done, because they've done it before.
Yeah.
They try to make it a lose-lose for us.
And the thing is, I mean, Swalwell, these are people that think they're smart.
Yeah.
And they think they've got you, but they already know the answer, but yet they're not smart enough. You know what I mean? Like, it's like playing chess, and I know what move I'm going to do, because this will force you to make this move.
Mm-hmm.
But they know that counter move is the accurate and the good one, and you don't have a counter to that. But yet they play it anyway. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And I guess the hope is, hey, since the lefty media has been on our side, this will be great for soundbite. It'll just be me, Eric Swalwell, going, hey, is it true you deported American citizen, a 4-year-old? And they just, we don't want to know the answer. We'll just make the accusation.
They know what they're doing. They play their little game, and they think we don't know.
But it's not working anymore.
No, no.
And I think moving forward, these things are going to be less and less effective. And you know how we know that? Fox News' ratings have been really strong since Trump came along, and even especially since he got elected. And CNN and MSNBC, for example, their ratings are way down. So this may not be a one-off. This might not just be all about Trump. This might be about, you know, an awakening that has taken place with a good percentage of the voters. And they go, man, we've been lied to. We have been lied to. We have been misled. They have covered up. You know, the whole Biden cover-up thing, maybe that sort of has woken some people up. But, you know, those of us that have been paying attention, we knew that and so many other things all along. But for some groups of people, this all may be kind of new to them. Yeah. And I would think at least somewhat exciting in some ways. Like, I never knew that. Wow, I didn't know the truth about that. Coming up next, it is things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us, and it is brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Yes, indeed. It's another gorgeous day in paradise, my friends. It is time for things that make you smile on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. And things that make you smile is brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. So go ahead and call in now with your upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts, 877-975-9825. You know, it makes me smile, Greg.
I bet you're going to tell me.
Good food.
Well, yeah.
I get to host, so I got to the front of the line last time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Such privilege.
They did. They treated me like a VIP.
Is that a white privilege, Bob?
The 24th annual Gainesville Harley-Davidson Hog Roast. It is going on this Saturday from 11 to 4. It's going to be delicious, mouthwatering barbecue from Sweet Meats Butcher Shop. This is a locally family-owned thing, and they just do a fantastic job. So the food's going to be utterly delicious.
Mm.
Live music from Branford Highway. Games, prizes, fun for the whole family. Proceeds benefit the Rotary Club of Gainesville. So I will definitely see you. Gainesville Harley-Davidson's going to be a great time, great cause, this Saturday, 11 to 4.
You had me at barbecue.
That's what I was hoping, yeah. Greg. No, and Greg said he may make a special appearance.
I'll come by and hang out a little bit.
All right.
Cool.
Good morning, Martin. What is making you smile?
Yes, sir. A week or two ago, maybe, you had someone on there for the Ronald McDonald House. I've been trying to call ever since, but I'm just so busy. But anyways, we used the Ronald McDonald House in Orlando and in Cincinnati. And let me tell you, that's an awesome, awesome, awesome place. If anybody has an opportunity to support that, please, please do. It was such a huge blessing to our family at that time.
Thank you. That definitely makes me smile. We're the official radio sponsor for the Ronald McDonald House. I'm very proud to be in that position. And thanks for the kind words and your personal, situation that you had to go through. Tough times with young family members. I know that can't be easy. They try to make it a little bit easier for folks. Good morning, Mark. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah, what's making and you keep pulling the words right out of my mouth even before you said it. I'm all like, what's making me smile is hog roast on Saturday. I hope I can make the 45-mile pilgrimage. The Filipinos, they actually do the same thing for centuries now, where they do a whole hog over a fire for about 4 to 6 hours. So I hope I can get down there, and you guys did a great show. I appreciate all your time.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Mark. Appreciate it. And, yeah, I know it's going to be a good time and good food. Looking forward to it. My own self.
And going to be dry? Be warm, but dry?
I think it's going to be perfect.
Yeah.
Another day in paradise, as I like to say.
Mm-hmm.
We are blessed.
Oh, big time.
All right. We're not done yet. Nope. Coming up next, it is The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. New data shows that homicides in Denver and Aurora, Colorado, have experienced a significant drop in the wake of ICE efforts to take down the TDA gang members and others. They've been causing so much chaos in the area. Yep, all the stats are down, but still bad things happening. Local American, 24-year-old woman, killed in July by a 15-year-old reckless illegal immigrant driver, and apparently got a sweetheart deal out of it. Aurora Police Chief Todd Chamberlain said that all crime is down in his city. Where law and order goes up, crimes go down. That's logic. And that's your smoking gun. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.